Welcome to the Trending Show. Now, here's your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Ah, thank you, Jim. Welcome, one and all, to the Trending Show, the podcast where I, Mike Quackenbush, run down all the top trending stories from the week before. I use Google Trends to track internet and buzz around stories, and then I deliver the output of my research to you here, less the stories from HollywoodLife.com and those containing hard-to-pronounce names. Shall we? On Monday, 50,000 people searched up Dingus Day. That's spelled D-Y-N-G-U-S, if you want to look this up yourself. It is a Polish holiday that has made its way from Europe here to the United States. In particular, it is celebrated in grand fashion in the city of Cleveland, Ohio, where the local NBC affiliate, WKYC Channel 3, dubbed the day's festivities to be the biggest polka party of the year. Dingus Day falls the day after Easter and dates back to at least the 15th century. The holiday's tradition is simple. Polish boys wake the girls they like early in the morning by dumping a bucket of water on them and or striking the girls' bare legs with twigs. The childish pranks are a clear invitation for further endearment. Easter Monday might be Dingus Day to the Polish, but it pales in comparison to the Slovakian tradition of Prates Eve, which marks the beginning of the winter solstice in Europe. On Prates Eve, to prepare for the typically harsh Eastern European winters, it is customary for a boy and his male relatives to lift a preteen girl's mattress from its bed frame and set it adrift on the Danube before sunrise. If the girl is able to find her way back to her village before the sun sets on the day of the solstice, she is greeted by the pranking family, who blow small stones out of bamboo straws at her face as a romantic overture. Bizarre as the Polish and Slovak traditions may seem, they are quite tame when compared to the Icelandic holiday Porlaksmessa. I hope I pronounced that right. Due to what can only be described as lax laws pertaining to explosives and child safety, the tradition of Porlaksmessa begins the evening of December 23rd, when children retire in the front room of the house in festive sleeping bags. Once asleep, their parents throw lit firecrackers into the sleeping bags, then chase them with torches and hot pokers to the nearest hospital. Only the first child from every family to arrive at the hospital has their charred digits reattached. The other children in the family are corralled, four at a time, inside a two-ring steel cage structure where they fight against food-deprived emperor penguins that have been injected with horse steroids. The winning team is rewarded with slices of ham. Among Tuesday's top trends was affirmative action, as the state of Michigan was successful in banning the idea of racially sensitive quotas, and the Supreme Court has upheld the state's right to do so. Seven other states have initiated a ban as well now: California, Florida, Washington, Arizona, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and New Hampshire. It is expected that this new precedent from the Supreme Court has prompted 11 other states to now begin the process of banning affirmative action as well. As a white male, I, for one, feel a sense of relief. I think things are finally going to start getting easier for us. Avril Lavigne was also trending on Tuesday, and the New York Daily News story covering her new music video, Hello Kitty, picked up 250,000 hits for suggesting the video is racist. You thought the story was about the fact that Avril Lavigne still makes music, didn't you? Nah, that's not going to get her name trending like allegations of racism will. Now, I don't trust the New York Daily News, so I thought, I'm going to watch this video and call it like I see it. So, allow me. Time has never moved so slowly as it does during the music video for Avril Lavigne's Hello Kitty, and I sat through all of M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening. Did I find the video to be racist? No. I did find it incredibly tacky. I've never wanted to see less of Avril Lavigne, although I do want to see more of the candy store where half of the video takes place. In fact, if they have a room to rent at that candy store, I think I'd like to move in. Killer couplets like, Hello Kitty, you're so pretty, show why the 29-year-old flash in the pan is rarely a topic of conversation these days, but overall, I feel like I could have written at least the lyrical content of this song in less time than it takes my son to get all of the toys I just spent hours putting away back out onto the floor. That period of time is very brief. It's like a superpower or something. The top trending topic of Wednesday was pine tar. To my utter amazement, I don't even know what that is. Why? Oh, it's a baseball thing. The next biggest trend was Russell Wilson, which is another pro sports story. And oh, That's on HollywoodLife.com. Come on, double whammy on that. The third biggest story on Wednesday was the marriage of actress Jodie Foster to Alexandra Hedison, which made me realize that Jodie Foster is a lesbian. And she's married now to another lesbian. That must be how those work. Listen, our great show sponsors Cobra Electronics have a fantastic deal going on right now that will save you $50. How about that? So head over to Cobra.com right now, and in the section of their shop dedicated to driving enthusiasts, you'll find the Cobra iRadar bundle for iOS devices, you know, like your iPhone. Right now, you can get this state-of-the-art radar detection and driving hazard alert system bundled together with the mini mount for your car at $50 off the regular cost. And with savings like that, even old Destro has a happy expression on his chrome face. There's over 24 items on deep discount right now. So get your browser on and surf Cobra.com for savings, at least while they last, kids. The back half of the week was sports stories, Zonky, which is exactly what you think it is, and Clive and Bundy. Now, I've never heard of Clive and Bundy before researching this week's edition of The Trending Show. He's a Nevada rancher that's been involved in a land feud with the federal government since 1993. That's right, ranchers still exist outside of the fictional world of Oregon Trail. That's not why Clive and Bundy was trending, though. Clive and Bundy was trending because pretty much everything about this guy is unbelievable. He's been in a 20-plus year land feud with the U.S. government. Now I know we're busy with whoever seems like a terrorist right now, but you don't have a spare tank for this job after 20 years? If I understand correctly, he owes the government over $1 million in fines because his cattle graze on this disputed land. I'm fairly certain that was the fallback plan for Destro if being an arms dealer didn't work out. He'd let cattle graze on disputed land and bring the world to its knees. In the county where Bundy's ranch is located, he has checkpoints on public roads manned with armed guards that he hires and pays. The cow thing, I gotta admit, I'm not really moved by that, apart from my continued astonishment at the impotence of the federal government to stop it. But this guy is making his own private military state, and we still can't spare a tank. Bundy has been holding daily press conferences of late in which he has expressed that he does not recognize the power of the United States government. He does recognize the authority of the Nevada state government, but not the federal government, and I don't see how you get to that place unless Mukau Loco's hot pink udders have been spraying the crazy milk into Cliven's pie hole since the 90s. But let's not dwell on that. Clive and Bundy was trending because of remarks he made about slavery, government subsidies, and the Negro. I feel like somewhere in his rambling there is a real thought by a person concerned about things like welfare. Unfortunately, by the time these thoughts tumble out of Clive and Bundy's mouth, they come off as so incredibly ignorant, I don't even want to think about the original concern. I want to make you shut up, Clive and Bundy. Whatever possible good you think you might accomplish with the stuff you are spewing will be eclipsed by the ignorant way in which you are trying and failing to make your point. Of course, listening to a wealthy rancher who lets his cattle literally feed off the government, being critical of the government subsidies that do benefit some African Americans, sounds less like profound insight from a socially responsible cowpoke and more like the premise of an SNL sketch. Clive and Bundy has defied the U.S. government for over 20 years. He uses his own personal militia to police the same land he has lost every court case contesting its control. He does whatever he wants with total impunity and has even had some support in his adventures from Republican politicos. Who can possibly hold this man accountable for anything? We can't seem to spare a tank to deal with him, and more news networks are lining up to give him an even larger platform to preach his stuttery brand of the crazy talk. Don't put a microphone or camera in front of this guy. Put a tank in front of this guy. Every news show, talk show, and comedy show had a field day with his story last week, and even into this week. And I understand that negotiations are in the works for Clive and Bundy to be the antagonist in Captain America 3, No Free Lunch for Cattle. What really stuns me about this story is, it took his ignorant remarks for a lot of Americans, myself included, to discover the depths of his depravity. Is Clive and Bundy a racist? Add it to the list of offenses, then. A day later, he apologized and took on several pundits refuting the idea he's a racist. Well, fine, contest that one offense on your laundry list of offenses. like you suddenly updating your obsolete lexicon of politically correct terms, somehow becomes a get-out-of-jail-for-being-a-real-life-villain card. Your supporters are deserting you, even the certified nutbags like Sean Hannity, and your insatiable need for FaceTime on the evening news may be the biggest blunder in a decades-long list of blunders, Kyvan Blundy. Now, there is such a great selection of reasons to want to see you squished under rubber treads, it's going to turn into a race to see who can get their tank to your imagined grazing territory first. Whew, that's enough trending for one week. I'm going to go make a Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe podcast with Clayton Morris before we meet again. Until then, visit Cobra.com and shop around a bit. Then leave me your 5-star review in iTunes, making sure to mention a pastry when you do so. Okay? Adios, amigos.